Wait a minute. Do you hear that? That sound. Boom. Boom. Ow! That didn't come from the troglodytes. No, that came from something else. The Demogorgon!
We're deep shit.
Will, your action!
I don't know.
Fireball him!
I have to roll a 13 or higher.
Too risky. Cast a protection spell.
Don't be a pussy. Fireball him!
Cast protection.
The Demogorgon is tired of your silly human bickering. It's
shocking. Hello. That was so boring.
Oh, God.
This is going to be hard. Okay, we're trying to get back into our little podcast thing. If you don't know us, I'm Anthony.
And I'm Paulina.
And we used to do our little podcast, Linus and Lucy, which is still out there. We had like 2 episodes, but we kind of gave up on that one because it was too hard to keep track of. So we're cutting our episodes in half. And we're keeping it to one subject, so for all you Stranger Things fans, we are going to be doing Stranger Things.
Yeah.
I don't know, I felt like I was going to say more than that, but I didn't. So, we're going to be keeping it to just Stranger Things, so we're changing our name, we're making a new channel, and it's going to be called Stranger Thursdays, where we post on Thursdays. We're going to try and do weekly posts on Thursdays.
If that isn't obvious enough, like... through the title.
Well, maybe we're going to do it on Tuesday and call it Thursday. So, yeah.
So, we're going to be kind of introducing our connections to the... Or, like...
So, we're going to do, like, separate episodes where we're going to give, like, a short, brief little summary. Because I know that you guys probably watched it so long ago and binge-watched it. And don't remember every little detail of the show. So we're going to give like a brief little summary. And then we're just going to talk about little notes or side notes that we saw during the episode. I have my little notes that I wrote. I said notes way too many times. That I wrote in my book. And Paulina has some.
Literally just a summary because why not? You know, we can like... go through each scene and what happens. Just kidding. That'd take way too long, but...
So, if you like Stranger Things and you want to hear us talk about Stranger Things and the characters, then subscribe and we will try to appeal to your demand. So, we're just gonna really quickly, so we can connect with anyone who's listening right now, talk about our favorite character from Stranger Things, because I'm pretty sure after season one, everyone has had a favorite character.
I mean, why are you putting us in a position like that? Like, all the characters
I
are
mean, yeah, all
great.
Of them, all like of them are so amazing.
Each have their own qualities, you know?
So you don't have one that stands above all the other.
No, I mean, for one, I guess I'd say Hopper, because he really kind of kept the show going. Like, he kind of made sure to, like, bring... And then, like, at the end, he kind of made sure to, like, bring everybody together. But, like, throughout the whole show, like, he really made it his focus to, like, go out and find Will.
Well, yeah. Real quick... full disclaimer, there are going to be spoilers, so if you haven't watched the show by some chance, I don't know why you would even be on this channel, but if you have not watched the show and you do not want us to ruin the show for you, I suggest that you go watch the show and
yeah,
come
sorry,
back.
Sorry, I just spoiled it.
Yeah, she totally just spoiled the whole thing for you. But yeah, Hopper was good. At first he was like, what, like, I don't know, this cop.
Yeah,
he just, like, didn't care, and I was like...
I was like, oh, no,
I feel like he was,
that.
Like, a real, like, cliche cop. Like, every movie has, like, that cop that just doesn't care. But then he, like, flipped it around, and then I was like, oh,
yeah.
You're not a cliche cop. So, yeah. I think my favorite character was probably Elle, or Levin, whatever you want to call her.
Mm-hmm. Her yes and no's were, like, the best.
Yeah, for real. Like, yeah, her yes and no's, and then, like, her mimicking. She just, like, mimics everything that Mike said, and I thought it was, like, super cool and super, like, cute, and I felt like, I don't know if she, like, she didn't know what certain words meant, but then the other ones that she did know, she, like, mimicked them from him, and I thought that was really cool, because, I mean, we don't really get to see, like, a whole lot from her. Even throughout the series, as, like, you see her flashbacks, she still doesn't talk, like, a lot. So, like, to see her developing these words from Mike, or understanding words from Mike, like, it was really... Mm-hmm. I don't know. I liked it. I thought it was really cool and cute when she would, like, mimic Mike.
I saw this picture on Twitter, and it was, like... Oh, I don't know. I can't, like... put like a picture up and like no, show you guys vlog. And I don't even have like a link or anything because I don't even think I retweeted. I think I did retweet it. Did I
follow her on Twitter?
I don't remember, but no, don't follow me on Twitter, you'll get offended. I'm just kidding. No. And you probably won't even understand half the things I retweet anyways. It was like the Yeezy fashion show, and like it was kind of like this vest thing, like not a bulletproof vest, but it was like a like with a lot of pockets, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then like, you know how they make her wear, like in her flashbacks, they make her wear like this suit thing to wear like in the water tank. Mm-hmm. And like they compared the two, and I just thought it was funny. Anyways, that's my favorite part about her fashion statements. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I guess we will jump right into our little summary evaluation of episode one. I actually wrote down the chapter titles here, so I don't know. I just felt like I needed to.
I think they do have a meaning, I guess. Because, I mean, for the second season,
they have all those titles that everyone's trying to decipher.
Yeah.
I mean, this one just says The Vanishing of Will Byers, which, I mean, is pretty straightforward about what happens.
So, like, the title already kind of spoils it for you. But, yeah, I mean, do you want to talk about, like, the first scene? Like, right, like the first scene, like, you, like, when, of the episode, like.
The first scene?
Oh, yeah. It starts off with, like, them playing Dungeons and Dragons, right?
Well, I mean, the first scene is, like, the guy running away from the monster in Hawkins' lab. Oh, right.
But, like, I just really wanted to say that I've never played that game before, so.
So you just wanted that to be the first scene? Yeah, so we can talk about that.
Plus, well, like, we don't even know who that person running away is or what happened to him.
Right. Oh yeah, we don't know what happened to him. Do they find him in the Upside Down? I mean, we don't get like a little clip like we do with Barb's, where she's like getting pulled by the Demigorgon. Like, that guy just disappeared too. And everyone wants justice for Barb's. Justice for the Hawkins lab, dude. Come on. But I was gonna say, like, the very first scene, it gives the date, and it's the start of it, when Will disappears, is November 6, 1983, which is, well, I mean, I wasn't born that year, but that is actually my birthday, and I remember watching it, and I was like, some crazy shit is, like, about to happen. Like, I was like, it's my birthday? I knew something was wrong with my birthday, you know? Like, we're connected. This is some real life shit right here. And your birthday... Your birthday is November 9th, which is 3 days later, which is, like, episode 2. So I guess when we get to episode 2, we'll wish you a happy birthday. And talk about what kind of crazy stuff goes on your birthday. I mean, on my birthday, it was just, like, Will riding his bike away from the little Dungeons and Dragons game, and he gets abducted. Which is sad. That's actually a sad thing to happen on your birthday.
True. And I also, like, when he does... So, it, like, when he's about to get abducted, I guess. No, it's like, when it's about to get abducted, when he is about to get abducted, he's like in the the shed, I guess. Mm-hmm. ETAF. And like he gets like a shotgun or whatever, and like you don't know like what happens after that, because then like he's still alive. So like how did he run away? How did he get away? Like
Right, because he's not like actually I want to say something about the ET thing first, that I did notice that like it just like really reminded me of ET when he was running from the house to the shed, like the whole backyard ensemble like really looked like ET when Elliot first met ET, and he was like in the lawn, the laundry was hanging, like all we needed was the laundry pole, and then it looked just like a scene out of ET, which I think the Duffer Brothers was going for, because they're going for that like nostalgia, right, of the 80s. So hats off to you, Duffer Brothers.
We didn't even grow up in the 80s,
but I've watched that movie. It's on Netflix, by the way. So
really,
yeah, ET's on Netflix.
Oh shit, I didn't know that. I've only seen it once, like when I was like 10.
So if you want to
and I feel like is ET like, it's not like a thriller, like a scary movie, like
no, it's, I think it's classified as sci-fi, because it's like alien comes down, but it's like a good alien, so.
Yeah, and it's almost comedic.
Yeah, it's very comedic.
But I mean, also sad.
But yeah, if you have no background of 80s movies and you want to watch Stranger Things, but you also want to watch 80s movies, catch E.T. and Stranger Things on Netflix.
But we're not sponsored by Netflix.
But I mean, if we get sponsored by Netflix, you know. But yeah, he disappears, and then, spoiler alert, the next time that we actually do see him, he's in Castle Byers. Yeah. Castle Byers in the Upside Down, which is, like, not where we last saw him in the real world. So, that is true. Like, how did he get away? Was it, like, a Barb's thing, or, like, the Demogorgon was, like, pulling him to, like, get eaten, and then he, like, somehow escaped? Like, we didn't get to see that part. We saw him in Castle Byers, and then the next thing you know, he has, like, a slug in his throat, and they're pulling it out. Spoiler alert.
And then I also want to know how, like, the monster is, like, able to pull them into, like, the other world. Because, because even Barb, like, once she gets pulled, she's still like, what the fuck just happened? And she's trying to, like, get out of the pool. And then, but then when Nancy is, like, in the woods, she just, like, deadass just walks in, like,
yeah, I'm walks here. In and walks out. Like, well, okay. Not walks out, but she had to be pulled out by Jonathan from the tree. But, yeah, the Upside Down is so crazy. Like, there's no, like, set spot where you can get in and get out. And, like, how can you get out? Like, how could have Barb's gotten out? Like, if Nancy was by the pool in the real world, and she was, like, screaming at her from the Upside Down?
I have no idea. I don't know. It's, like,
Duffer Brothers, do you want to come on our show and please explain to us how the Upside Down works?
I hope they do explain it, like, in the second season, but that's, like, one of the mysteries.
Yeah, because, like, the only, like, Nancy got in through that tree, but then, like, Hopper got in through the lab, right?
Right, but that's where it first opened.
Yeah, but it's so also, it's opened,
like,
in the tree.
It's obvious, right? Yeah, so then, like, how did it appear? Because then, once Nancy comes out, then it disappears. The portal disappears. Yeah. So it's, like,
I guess it can just pop up anywhere.
So, like, mysteries keep on happening. And then also, once, like, I know it cuts off, like, when she gets stuck, when Nancy gets stuck there. So, like, once that episode ended, like, I was watching it with my mom, and she was like, she's gonna die. And then I was like, I didn't say anything, and then, like, yeah, right, like, she gets pulled out. So it's, like,
yeah,
not expected.
Yeah. Another thing that I was just gonna comment on was, I told you this already, and you said you had kind of had a little bit of research about it, but Gaten, the actor who plays Dustin in the show, has a disorder, I guess. I don't think it's a disease. It's like a disorder, right?
It's classified as a disease, no?
I don't know. He has cleidocranial dysplasia in the show, and I didn't know, but he actually has it in real life.
Yeah, I feel like once the Duffer brothers kind of just like casted who they wanted to cast, I guess, they also, it's really good to like model the characters kind of to what the actors, like who they are, mm-hmm. almost, and like they really captured that with the kids, like I feel like, and especially Dustin, because before I like read like an article that he had that, like you can like look at his like younger pictures, like when he was younger, and like his two front teeth are like missing, but I mean
it's cool because like that's not stopping him from doing all these things being in the show. They just like added it to his character, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like if they casted like a regular person and told them you have this disorder, like it wouldn't be able to be captured as it was in the show because he actually has it and he actually used it to his advantage.
Right.
So I thought that was cool. Little fun fact.
And I also, I forgot which interview Millie did. 11, whatever you want to call her.
Well, I mean, I don't know if the people listening know all their names. Right. We should, like, give, like, a little rundown of their actual names.
You want to go for it, or what?
I mean...
I will just reference them as we, like...
Yeah, okay. So, Gaten is about. Dustin, and Millie is 11.
Right. So, I don't know, like, what interview she was, like, what specific interview this is. Like, or who interviewed her. But she was talking about how that scene when... The scene, like, who finds her first? The guy working...
Yeah, Benny.
Benny, there you go. Sorry, my bad. I was gonna say Robbie, but it was... Benny. That, like, while they were shooting that scene when, like, he gives her, like, a burger and fries, that she actually doesn't like that, and she was, like, spitting it out. So.
Which is so weird because I watched that interview before I rewatched episode 1 for this podcast, and like she's like eating it, like she's like chomping on it, and yeah. I'm like, how is she spitting this out? Like, there's like, you see scenes where she like bites into it and she's like chewing and then she like bites into it again, and I'm like,
yeah,
like, is she eating it? Is she swallowing it? Is she spitting it out? Like,
they made several burgers for her or something. I don't know. You wouldn't expect that. Like, I didn't expect that. I mean, like, the burger looked bomb. And, like, the fries did, too. And the ice cream. And, right. Like, it turns out, like, she hated that. So, great acting skills.
I think maybe because she had to do that scene so many times, possibly, that she just got tired of it. I mean, I know she said she did hate burgers originally. But I guess she also hates the little Eggo waffles too, because she had to do so many scenes and eat so
actually
many of
ate
them
too this morning.
Oh, 11 over here. I was also just gonna like comment like what a letdown it was with that Castle Byers scene.
What do you mean?
When he gets lost and then she reports it to Hopper, and then there's like a scene where she's walking into the woods and she's like, knock knock, and he's like, what's the password? And then she comes in and you see Will, and you thought that it was like the actual reality, and then it just disappears and it goes back to them searching for Will, and I was like, wow, that was like a big sock in the face. Like, I thought that he was just there chilling and Will was gonna be fine and he was gonna be periodically through other episodes, but no. They just, true. Like...
I also really like the use of technology. Like, antique, I guess, technology? Like, how do you say it? Like, really old technology, but they really, like, wanted to make it known, like, what was, like, the capabilities of it. And, like...
Like the walkie-talkies?
Yeah, like, they really tried to do their best as to showcasing, like, even, like, in, like, the very last episode when, spoilers, when they find Will, and he's, like, shaking the box, and he's, like, oh, I'm pretty sure it's an Atari, I think it's what it's called, mm-hmm. like, sort of like a PlayStation. Sorry, I don't know. I don't know what else to compare it to. But, like, and then how, like, the radio and, like, the... Is it... I don't know. If it was, like, a record player. I don't remember it.
Yeah, that he's playing.
Like, the whole thing, the whole setup that he had in his room. And, like...
Like, to capture that 80s feel.
They really... They did a really good job at that. And then, also, like, the way the house is... The way the house is designed, and then I guess you can say the house is like pretty messy too.
And that's how 80s houses were messy?
No, but it's like it's very authentic, I guess is the word. Like, I don't know. It was, they really captured it.
So I think the last thing that I really wanted to just put out there that was in my little note was that we know that eventually when Elle uses her powers, that her nose bleeds. But, like, in the first episode, she, like, stops the fan, and her nose doesn't bleed. And I was like, okay, well, maybe that was just, like, a minor, like, use of her power, and, like, if she doesn't use it to, like, her full capability, maybe, like, her nose doesn't bleed and stuff. But then, like, after they, spoiler alert, kill Benny, poor Benny, all he did was serve hamburgers, after they killed him, there's, like, two men in the back where she's trying to escape. And I'm pretty sure she kills them. I mean, we see blood from their foreheads and their necks are like kind of turned. So I'm pretty sure she used her power to somehow kill these two men. And we still see like no blood coming down her nose. I mean...
Wait, but like when she escapes like and she kills those guys, like you don't see her.
Yeah, well, I guess she could have wiped it, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, when we find... Well, not we don't personally find them, but when the kids find her in the woods, there's no blood coming down her nose, which, I mean, I guess she possibly could have wiped it because she wouldn't want to be found with blood coming down her nose, but I don't know, I just feel like...
it was raining, and then she knows how to, like, hide it, because even when they were following, what is it, the compass?
Yeah.
Like, she kept, like, wiping it, and, like, even... Finn.
Finn is the character for Mike.
But yeah, Mike didn't even notice it until like Lucas was like, boy.
Yeah, I guess she could have wiped it away, but still, the fan one we clearly see after, because then she like smiles and like shakes her head and like acknowledges the fact that she stopped the fan because she didn't want air anymore. So like we see her expression and we see like no blood, so I don't know if there's like a certain extent to where she has to use a certain amount of power or superpower, right, like, I guess.
How do you to start bleeding? Her?
I don't know, that's what I'm saying. Like, are there certain tasks that are like small that don't require her nose bleeding?
And then, like, before we're like really skipping episodes because, like, before, like, I guess, I think this was the very last episode, but it was when they were, like, in the school, and then, like, her dad, quote-unquote, because we don't really know if that's really her dad.
Her poppy.
Yeah.
Papa,
yeah. He says, like, he picks her up, and he's like, oh, like, I'm gonna take you home, make you get better, I guess. Okay, how are you gonna do that?
Right? Like, I don't know.
Do you dip her, like, in salt water? Like, what do you do?
I don't know. I think he just says get better to try and manipulate her to come back so that he can use her again for
I feel like technically projects. He does know.
How to make her better?
Yeah, I mean, he's been, like, experimenting on her for a while.
I don't know. How did she even get these powers? Do they just, like, enhance her... her senses through Hawkins' lab, or was she like born with it? No, huh? Because there were more experiments before her, because she was 11, so there were previous experiments.
That's what like we need to like.
Because it wasn't. More. Was it like they injected her with like some serine or something, serum, and like with some serum, and like she acquired these superpowers, like Spider-Man gets bit by a spider, or like did she like adapt to them, or what? I don't know.
I mean, I have no idea what this episode is, but it's when, like, Hopper and, I don't know, Will's mom I don't know her name. Do you know her name?
I'm trying to think.
AKA Winona Ryder. Yes, queen.
Joyce.
Oh, sorry. You're a fake fan. I know. Just
kidding. Who said that?
Yeah, they go and visit, I guess, Eleven's mom. And, like, she was used in MK Ultra, is it? And, like, she had to take psychedelics and, like, stuff like that. So maybe while she was pregnant and she took that, it kind of affected the baby.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, that would make sense. So I guess that's really it for episode one, our little review. At the end of the episode, the kids find Eleven, and then that's it. And then we hear super awesome music, which is really nice. You can find it on iTunes. I don't know how to explain it. I can't think of the producers of the music right now.
No. I can't.
Drawing a blank. Mm-mm. But,
actually, no, I don't.
If you haven't watched the show, you definitely should, because we just spoiled, like, the whole season for you in our first podcast. But it has really good music and really good cast, and
I feel like these are just, like, and the afterthoughts after watching, like, all the, like, the whole season. And, like, just trying to make each
sense of it.
Yeah, sense of it. And, like, try and find each, like, clue, I guess. Because, like, we really need to kind of research more, like the small clues that the Duffer Brothers give us, like, as much as we can. So I feel like we also need to discuss that soon. But this first episode is just, like, really trying to intake a whole season. So it's kind of everywhere, but
trying to give us a little background for every character, and we're trying to make peace of what it is. Okay, well, thank you for listening to our little Stranger Thursdays. If you like it, you can subscribe or leave a little comment, and hopefully we can get out to some super cool fans. I mean, maybe we'll get popular, maybe we'll get people telling us how much they like it, or maybe we'll get answers to some of these things that we asked, like, about.
We really want to create a discussion
around
it
with, like, fans, right? Like a little Stranger Things cult.
This is a real ass mystery we need to solve. Like,
yeah, like we are literally in Hawkins right now. Like, it doesn't matter where you live, you're in Hawkins right now, and we're trying to figure this out.
Right.
So, again, thank you for listening. If you would like to share with other Stranger Things fans, please do so. That would be great.
I mean, and, like, also stay tuned, because we're really going to try and dive in into, like,
what... We're going to try and go into every episode. Yeah. And after that, we're going to go into every episode again. No, I'm kidding.
Each, like, mystery and, like, each little hint, like...
And we're also going to
get you
ready for season 2, which is a year away, but
that's
we're
crazy.
Still going to get you ready for season 2, which is coming. It'll be here soon for all you fans. But yeah, thank you for listening, and hope that you listen next Thursday. Bye. Thank you.
Bye.